Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Pan Mass Challenge is being held this weekend. Cyclists set off on the 163-mile charity race tomorrow, but one man got a head start and left this morning to run. That's right, run the race. 39-year-old Adam Scully Power started out at Babson College in Wellesley at about 5:30 this morning. He hopes to end at the tip of Cape Cod tomorrow. What inspired him to try to run the entire race, he says, was not only to support cancer research, but also to honor the victims of the Boston Marathon bombings.
My friend David, who got me into this, he ran in the Boston Marathon this year. He crossed the finish line. He was on the block when the bombs went off. He wasn't injured, thank God. But when the bombs went off, he took his phone out, snapped one photograph, and then went in to help people. I heard it on the news. I call him. All the phone lines were dead. Nothing went through. So I sent him a text on that Monday afternoon that said, "Are you okay?" He texted me back and said, "Yes, the blast happened in front of me," and he sent me the picture that he took. We didn't think anything of the time, but a couple days passed. Thursday, the FBI released the images of the two bombers, and in looking at the photo that David took, in the lower left-hand corner, when you open it up, it was a crystal-clear image of one of the bombers on Boylston Street walking away without the backpack. The photo he sent into the FBI said this is the clearest, highest resolution photo we have. And what folks don't know is that the night before that photo went viral, I actually sent an email to Billy Starr. Billy's the founder of the Pan Mass Challenge. And I said in the email, I said, "Billy, I want to do something as a tribute to the victims of Boston to kind of honor runners worldwide. I had heard about the Pan Mass Challenge. I thought it was a great venue to do just that. A tribute to the victims of Boston, honor runners worldwide, and at the same time raise money for Dana-Farber and cancer research that does tremendous, tremendous work."
And it's my understanding that Boston Marathon winner Uta Pippig actually called you when she heard that you were doing this.
So I was driving home from work and my phone rang. I picked up the phone and a woman said, "Hi, my name is Uta. Uta Pippig, I won the Boston Marathon 3 years in a row in the 1990s. I heard about what you're doing. I think it's terrific. Do you have time to talk?" And what happens is when you do put yourself out there like this, some amazing people come into your life. You get to hear terrific stories of people's lives and how you're impacting them, and it's really been special.
And you're going to go from Babson all the way to Provincetown, nonstop, no sleeping, 163 miles running, not biking, running.
We'll take some breaks along the way for 10 minutes here and there, really just to kind of mentally regroup and eat, because you'll burn quite a few calories. But the plan is to go straight through without stopping and sleeping and get to Provincetown by Saturday night. If you ask me what time, I'm not going to tell you, because you never know how your body will react. But at that point, having run for 2 days without sleeping, I'm going to crash and get some much needed sleep. I'm going to wake up Sunday morning, go back to the finish line in P-Town, and cheer on 6,000 bikers who are going to come across for the Pan Mass Challenge. And I think it's going to be just a truly exceptional experience.
That's Adam Scully Power, who is running the Pan Mass Challenge. He set off from Wellesley this morning, aiming to get to Provincetown by tomorrow night. To see that marathon bombing photo that he mentioned, go to our website, WBUR.org.